USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues Wednesday. Protesters demanding conviction are attempting to sway the jury with loudspeakers and boisterous comments. Many law experts say the prosecutors failed to deliver a case the jury can convict on. Journalist David Webb on Fox News says he's seen this mob mentality before.
I saw this in Ferguson. I was there the night the verdict came down outside the police station and the firehouse. And throughout the trial, they did the same thing in St. Louis. They tried to turn the jury. Good jurors won't go for this. Yeah. Good jurors have the law.
The House will vote Wednesday on a resolution that both censures Republican Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona and strips him of two committee assignments. Gosar is facing censure for his posting of a cartoon video on his Twitter and Instagram accounts showing the death of Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and attacking President Biden. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Although the border is wide open to anyone wanting to enter the United States, Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says the fault lies on a broken border system.
Our immigration system is broken.
That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Mayorkas testifying that the Biden administration is doing what they can to handle the border crisis, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz disagrees.
Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The Texas senator also asking if President Biden has been to the border, to which Mayorkas said no. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Be sure to visit us at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As Border Patrol agents on horseback trying to protect our border from the mass influx of illegal immigrants entering from Mexico, we're slandered by the Biden administration and mainstream media as whipping children. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee questioned Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Tuesday on Capitol Hill.
What about the issue with your Border Patrol agents recently being accused by some folks in the media of whipping illegal immigrants, when in fact they were not?
The independent investigation will determine the facts, and those facts will drive the outcome.
It should be noted the Inspector General will not investigate the incident. Former Acting ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News Mayorkas is lying to Congress.
I watched the hearing, and I saw the Secretary of Homeland Security under oath lied to the members of the Senate at least six or seven times, and I counted and I wrote them down. And the question about the horse patrol, how dare he say independent investigation? When that video came out, he said he saw no problem at the first. Then afterwards, he followed the mantra of the media saying he was appalled by the video. He did one interview, he says he can't believe Border Patrol weaponized horses against children. But then he says it's an independent investigation. You got the president, vice president, the secretary of Homeland Security made their judgments already, and they said it on national media. And they expect an independent investigation by the very same people that work for the secretary? You know, it was a ridiculous concept, but he lied.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.